Bob and Fred.
That's us.
Fred and Bob.
That too.
Reviewing video games, that's our job. Fred is posh.
It's true.
Bob is not.
Why not?
Sitting on a sofa playing games a lot. Scripted Gamer!
Scene. Bob and Fred are sat on a sofa with two PS3 controllers. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Scripted Gamer. Today, we're looking at the latest game in the gadget grinding, long back sleeping, robot ravaging Ratchet & Clank series.
Yes, we are.
And let me start by saying that Ratchet & Clank All For One is a very different game from all that have gone before it.
Indeed. I agree.
This game is best played cooperatively, with a friend or online, but it is also playable as a one player with an AI.
Bob, what are you?
Also, as well as being able to play as Ratchet or Clank, you can play as the idiotic Captain Quark or the evil Dr. Nefarious. Enough.
What?
I can't take it anymore. What is going on?
I don't understand.
What is going on? You're being normal.
I'm always normal.
No, you're not. Usually, I open the show with my usual grace and flair, and then you say something idiotic that takes us off track, and I get angry, and you get silly, and then we talk about the game, and then we go home.
Doesn't have to always be like that way.
You see, this co-op gameplay does come at a price.
Go on, say something stupid.
Firstly, the camera is locked, so you can't look around, and you're forced to follow a preset path.
You know you want to.
Secondly, the weapon selectors move from a right thumbstick, which is awkward.com.
Seriously now?
You can't use Clank as a helicopter, and saddest of all, there's no arena battles, which I flipping love.
You're messing with my head!
Calm down. I will not. Not when you're destroying the very foundation of my life.
That's a bit over the top, isn't it?
I like my structure, Bob. I like it a lot. It lets me know that everything is okay and as it should be.
I think you need a lem sip.
I do not have a cold, you imbecile. I'm upset.
Maybe a lie down and a paracetamol.
I'm not ill, you idiot.
I was about a vapor rub.
Do you not listen?
Hang on. You said something stupid.
A cup of Bovril and an episode of Corrie, yeah?
Ha! You know I hate Bovril and television soaps.
Did you know that if robots did exist, they'd have killed us all by now? Robots do exist, you...
Yes, that's right. You're the idiot. I'm the intellect.
And just imagine how long it takes a Lombax to dry off after a bath.
Ah, and all is as it should be.
You right there now?
Yes, I'm fine.
Good, now can we talk about the flipping game, please?
Okay, well, I agree with all your points, but I found the sacrifices were worth it, as the game we played felt fresh and reinvigorated. The new gadgets were fun, the old weapons felt familiar, whilst new weapons and the incredibly fun test sections were great to play.
However, I like to think of it as an interlude rather than a new direction, and I hope the next one brings back some of the free roaming and the older gadgets.
Well, it looks like we've run out of time.
But what is time? And how exactly do you run out of it?
Oh, do shut up.
I don't know. You try to mix it up once and you never hear the end of it.
And next time, stupid from the start, yes?
We've been the Scripted Gamers. Good night.
Bob and Fred and Bob.
Scripted Gamer is recorded for GamePeople.co.uk. It is written and performed by Adam Moran, produced by Andy Robertson. Fred and Bob are fictional characters. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Scripted Gamer!